You were doing the 1 year of theory also in a hospital. How did that affect the training?
Well, the school, we had a room above one of the wards that the various lecturers came and spoke to us every day. And we just going into hospital every day, never thought anything more about it. We were a very small class. There were only nine because there was not any room for any more in the lab when we did lab work. And in all, I think there were about 270 dietitians trained at the School of Dietetics at the infirmary.
What did you do in the lab?
Well, we got chemistry lectures and biochemistry, and we used to do experiments that were relevant to the lectures.
Tell me about the 6 months practical training.
Well, the hospital was divided into, there was the outpatient department, there was the diet kitchen, there was a dietitian who worked in the Simpson Memorial Maternity Pavilion, and we just spent our time going so much in each of the departments. We just worked with the staff in the outpatients. We worked with the dietitians in the diet kitchen, mostly, making out menus and diets for the inpatients. And we spent some time with the sister in the maternity pavilion, where she was giving nutritional advice to all the pregnant moms.
What are your memories of those three areas?
Well, we spent probably about 8 weeks in outpatients. Most of the patients were diabetic patients, although we did have a selection of obese patients, people with gastric problems. That was very common at this time. People with allergies, the patients were referred from medical outpatients often because that was the first port of call, or else we saw ward patients who were ready for discharge and we arranged for their diets for home.
What are your memories of the outpatients clinics in 1954?
Well, the outpatient clinic was very, very busy. There was no appointment system then, and patients just really turned up. And sometimes it was standing room only, and other times it could be quite quiet. There were clinics every day of the week, Monday to Saturday, and there was a clinic also on a Tuesday evening, so that people who were at work didn't need to get off work to come. At that time, there were many employers reluctant to employ diabetics because some of them had got a bad name because of poor control, that they were switched from being hyperglycemic to being the opposite and having too much sugar. And there were a lot of professions that weren't open to diabetics. One of my friends who wanted to be a PE teacher wasn't allowed to be a PE teacher because of that. And she ended up by doing dietetics, so she was able to appreciate the patient's feelings from both sides of the fence.